Hi, I'm Nathan Woods, head of the investment committee at the trust company, and I'm here to outline our second quarter 2017 market and economic recap. Global financial markets continued their march higher, supported by improving world economic growth and diminishing political risk out of the Eurozone. Volatility has remained low, despite a turbulent start for President Trump and persistent geopolitical events. Here in the U.S., stocks continue to trade near record highs despite the new administration's failure to push through health care and show meaningful progress on tax reform. U.S. bond markets also moved higher despite the Fed's third 25 basis point rate hike in just a 7-month period. Let's look at just a few of the second quarter events driving performance across the globe. In fixed income, while concerns persisted over the potential for rising rates, bonds generally posted moderate gains for the quarter. As anticipated, the Fed raised rates in June, but strong investor demand, coupled with weaker than anticipated inflation, ultimately aided bond performance. Global currencies rallied sharply against the dollar, and this enhanced developed and emerging market bonds performance as well. On the equity side, strong corporate earnings and accelerating global economic growth led to notable gains for all equities worldwide. Domestically, while economic data was somewhat mixed for the quarter, U.S. corporations posted strong earnings and consumer confidence remained high. Internationally, investor sentiment improved following the French presidential election, as well as upon signs of improving economic growth. Emerging markets rallied further for the quarter, propelled by strengthening emerging markets economies and a declining U.S. dollar. Diversification continues to strongly benefit portfolios, with the most meaningful year-to-date returns coming from areas such as domestic large-cap growth, international equities, and global bonds. The trust company's equity models earned approximately 4% for the second quarter, which brought year-to-date return to nearly 12% as of June 30th. The trust company's bond models have increased approximately 7.5% year-to-date, which is up 3.3% for the quarter. So what now? As we move into the second half of 2017, it's our continued belief that investors should be patient and adhere to a well-constructed and thoughtfully diversified plan anchored to your goals and your time horizon. Therefore, we plan to make a few asset allocation changes across our models to position investors not only for the remainder of 2017, but also for the coming years. Your relationship manager will be in touch with you to review these changes. Look to your investment advisor to provide insights, help address questions and concerns you may have, and to offer proactive, straightforward advice. Please contact us if you have any questions regarding the information outlined here today or anything else. Thanks for listening.